We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Stephen Tad in the morning now. 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning with fog and 44 degrees. A man is dead and a woman critically injured after an accident in Sumner County. The Sumner County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to an injury accident in the 900 block of East 100th Avenue North in Belle Plaine Monday. The driver was pinned inside the vehicle. The passenger was unresponsive. The passenger, identified as Raymond Shiner, died from his injuries. The driver, Estella Owens, was hospitalized in Wichita in critical condition, but has since been upgraded to fair condition. A man crossing a street in South Wichita was struck by a vehicle.
It happened just before 9 Monday night at Pawnee and Southeast Boulevard. Police say a woman was driving northbound with a green light at the Pawnee intersection. A man wearing dark clothing was also crossing the street and was struck by the vehicle. A police spokesperson says it appears the man was not in the crosswalk at the time of the accident. He was transported to an area hospital in critical condition. The accident is under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 24-year-old Pittsburgh, Kansas man has been arrested for attempted first-degree murder. Officer Charlie Davidson says Morgan Prager was arrested by Pittsburgh police and transported to Sedgwick County Jail as a result of an assault call Saturday in the 200 block of North Spruce in Wichita.
When officers arrived, they located a 19-year-old male with a severe laceration to his neck. The investigation revealed Prager arrived at the residence and a disturbance ensued between the two men. During the disturbance, Prager cut the victim with a knife, causing his injuries, and then fled from the home. Investigators learned Prager lives in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we had coordinated efforts with the Pittsburgh, Kansas Police Department, who arrested Prager.
Officer Davidson says the two men knew each other and had a long-standing dispute over an ex-girlfriend. The president is reported to be ready to do a lot more spending on a border wall.
The Washington Post says President Trump's getting ready to divert another $7.2 billion from the Pentagon and spend it on building a border wall. That's five times more than what Congress had authorized be spent on it this year. The money would come from what were to be military building projects as well as counter-narcotics funding. The paper says this amount would raise the total of federal funds to be spent on the wall overall up to more than $18 billion. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's apparently some bad blood between some of the top-tier candidates ahead of the Democratic debate today in Iowa.
They're longtime friends who are seeking the same voter, with accusations reportedly from Elizabeth Warren's camp that Bernie Sanders told her in 2018 that a woman can't win, accusing him of sexism.
I hope Bernie reconsiders.
But no one is going to be attacking Elizabeth.
Sanders denies he ever told Warren that a woman can't win and is leading her in the latest Iowa polling, with former VP Joe Biden ahead in the latest Monmouth poll. Six of the 12 remaining candidates debate Tuesday here in Des Moines. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A jury has awarded more than $800,000 to a former Newman University professor who claimed she faced discrimination and retaliation because she is a woman. The jury also ruled Monday that Cindy Louthan, a former assistant professor of elementary education, should be reinstated. Louthan argued in the lawsuit she filed in June of 2018 that a supervisor was hostile toward women and treated her differently because of her sex. She accused the Roman Catholic University in West Wichita of failing to investigate her concerns and punishing her for speaking out. The university said in a statement that it was disappointed in the verdict and is considering its appeal options. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narabore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. We are starting off our Tuesday morning with clouds and patchy fog. Increasing sun, though, in the forecast for today, or our high temperature on the climb to about 50 or so. Dry weather through the night to low mid-30s. Sunny and upper 40s for tomorrow. Cloudy and colder mid to upper 30s for Thursday, and chances for rain and snow into Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.
Now fog, 44 degrees, northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Watch the fog out there. Could be impinging on your ability to see, your visual acuity, as you drive to where you're driving this morning. It's 6:34 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is January 14th. On this date in 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered, featuring Dave Garraway as host. And I remember that. I watched it. 1952. Not that particular episode, but I did watch the Today Show when I was a youngster, getting ready to go to school. Dave Garraway. Guy wore glasses and a bow tie most of the time, I believe, if I remember right. Authorities in Georgia say a man has been arrested for trying to send some illegal holiday cheer to a woman in jail. News outlets in the Macon area say 40-year-old Timothy Lee Snow sent an inmate a Christmas card filled with drugs. Sheriff's officials say the prisoner, Mary Beth Odom, told Snow how to slip meth and other contraband into a card addressed to her in the lockup. Card was intercepted before it got to her. Snow was arrested last week. He's charged with giving an inmate drugs, among other things. They must not be too bright. I would imagine that most sophisticated lockups have some way of either opening the mail or knowing what's in it with some sort of electronic processing.
Yeah.
I imagine some meth gives off something. some sort of stink or something. Franklin College in Indiana has fired its president after he was arrested in Wisconsin on suspicion of using a computer to facilitate a sex crime and attempted child enticement. Thomas Miner was arrested by Sturgeon Bay Police January 6th, released on bond the following day. He hasn't been formally charged, but the Door County District Attorney says she expects to file a criminal complaint in the next couple of days. The college said it learned of the arrest from an email by the Sturgeon Bay Police Department and that Miner also was arrested on suspicion of using a computer to facilitate a sex crime. So, a statement, Franklin College said its board of trustees felt it was essential to act immediately and sever his relationship with the school. Yeah, if your college president is caught doing something like that.
Yeah, the sooner the better you dissolve that relationship. Even get it out of there.
Even if he hasn't been convicted of it, that's quite a taint you don't want there. All right, you had the swearing-in ceremony, the oath-taking ceremony of not only the new mayor, Brandon Whipple, last night, but three city council members at City Hall. So they had a little party atmosphere going on there. And the mayor is saying his first concern is the unemployment situation now that they're laying off 2,800 at Spirit Aerosystems, and he's going to work on that. And I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to be cynical or skeptical, but as the mayor, I'm not sure there's a whole hell of a lot he can do except tell people, gosh, we feel sorry for you, and anything we can do to help, we're going to try. But, he can't give them 2,800 jobs at City Hall. That's what they need. They need a job and a paycheck. But
Unemployment numbers have been kind of favorable in saying that we may have jobs for some of these people, but that's just a huge number.
That's a big number. Whether they can employ, I don't know if they can employ all of them, but there are jobs, and some people are going to have to just change their whole life and do something else. And that's happened to some of us,
Yeah,
sure. Retrain, go do something else, they could come back, depending on what happens with the MAX in March or whenever. They could come back, so. With regard to Brandon Whipple, the new mayor, all of our best.
Good luck.
We want you to do well. Congratulations, and we got a new mayor. All right. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle traded negative the entire session on Monday and also closed negative, with the feeder cattle having triple-digit losses. Now, this may be the start of seeing more selling take place in our cattle complex. Now, last week, cash cattle traded at $124 in Kansas, which was the same as it was the previous week. And the five area feed yards only sold about 58,000 head of cattle. That's 13,000 less than the previous week. Lean hogs traded negative as they made new lows for 2020 yesterday and closed negative. On the close, Feb cattle, 87 cents lower at 126.55. March feeders down $1.60 at 145.85. And Feb hogs down $1.35 at 65.90. Now, news-wise, Monday was a quiet trading session for the grain markets. Only the corn futures were able to trade and close positive. Now, Wednesday is the signing of the Phase 1 trade deal with China. Now, wheat is higher this morning as Russia is considering to limit grain for exports from Russia, and also France railroad network is on strike that could slow exports from EU's largest wheat producer. At the moment, March KC wheat's 5 cents higher at 497 3/4. March corn up a quarter of a penny at 389 3/4, with March soybeans 2 cents higher at 944 1/4. February crude oil trading 39 cents higher at 58.47. February gold $6.90 lower at 1,543.70. The March S&P a point and 3/4 lower at 3,288. March dollar index 12 cents higher at 97.18. And March Dow Jones futures 11 points higher at 28,882. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Got any fog in Augusta this morning?
You bet. You need a little bit there?
Yeah. No, we got all we need over here, but thanks for the offer.
You're welcome.
You've got to your northeast over on 54 east of El Dorado. You got a cattle truck turned over and a bunch of cows running around out there in the fog.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's going to be a nice situation. I also heard that south of I-70 on 81, that they've got the highway closed down because of an accident, too.
Way up in the north part of the state then, huh?
Yes, yeah, so yeah. I think the fog's having its problems with traffic.
I think it could be. We've had one accident here in town, but I can't tell you that fog was involved at all. Could have been, but you don't know for sure. But we had an accident earlier in Wichita, but... Yeah, it's thick. People will invariably drive without their headlights on in the fog because they think it's fun or something. I don't know. But every time I go out in a rainstorm, there's some fool driving around with his lights off and think, hey, this is fun. But
which is illegal.
It's illegal, but, they still do it. So that doesn't slow anybody down. So the deal is do not put them on high beam, but get your headlights on.
That's right.
Even if it's on a cloudy day, I turn mine on just because I want people to see me coming and know where I am.
Yeah, it's not so much to help your vision, Steve, it's so they can see you.
Yeah, it's called defensive driving. And by the way, I was speaking with my wife over the weekend about that because we're out driving around in Wichita taking our lives into our own hands. And I said, I still think, and I know this would cost some money, I still think it should be mandatory driver's ed in all public schools. Mandatory. One semester, take driver's ed. You probably don't agree with that, but,
No, I do agree with it, Steve, mm-hmm. because I've had that conversation before with our older granddaughters that there just isn't enough of that being taught, not like it was back when I was in school, and it was just starting to get taught then. It wasn't real common, but... I learned a lot from driver's ed, even though, heck, I'd been driving illegally as a kid on the farm years before I got my license.
Yeah, I've been driving a good 6 or 8 months before I took driver's ed, and it made me a 2,000% better driver. And I think it can save many lives. So just an opinion there. But, Tom, watch out for the fog. Don't let smoke get in your eyes out there, okay?
That's right.
All right, but 642, Steve and Ted. Hey, the Rodden Custom Car Show going on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2. And, I got a couple of tickets to give away at a little bit later on this morning with Steve and Ted, a pair of tickets to go see the show. 6:43 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, some things to know for 2020. Don's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.